personis kaya vivica. The second one is citta vivica. So vivica means seclusion. Then the last one is there is another word. There is also what is this word already? I forgot already. Kaya viveka, citta viveka. I think it's upadhi, if I'm not wrong. You go and check it out. Upadhi viveka. This one I am not sure. You have to check this one out. So what the Buddha meant is, the first one is you seclude your physical from the world. That's why you renounce the world. You take what they call, you make the decision to go for this, to renounce the world, to meditate full time, either become a monk or for a certain period. Means you go to a meditation way place, or a place which is conducive for cultivation. So you seclude. Kaya is your physical seclusion. You seclude yourself from the world, the worldly. Then after that, when you do the anapanasati, which is the absorption one, you seclude the mind. Understand not? Citta vivika is mental seclusion. The mind can stay inside, I remember. Then there is like a cocoon of energy, a cylinder of energy here, very strong at the heart area, where nothing can go in. Nothing can even disturb it, even the lightning or whatever. Even people pour hot water or what on you. You cannot be disturbed at all because it's very stable. The citta has secluded. The energy is so strong. But all this, they are not the real enlightenment. Because this one is not born of wisdom. Only the third type of peace, upadhi viveka. So the Buddha said, out of these three, you have to realize the third one. The third one is born of wisdom. This type of seclusion is not born of avoiding or running away. This one is born of wisdom. That's why the Buddha realized this third type of peace. And this is true peace, meditative awakening or enlightenment. Whereas the first two, a lot of people doing the thought-based meditation, especially anapanasati or samatha or one-pointedness, they will realize the first two. Especially the citta vivika, the mental seclusion. They can seclude yourself. That's why they will go to the forest. They will go to this quiet place. Very conducive, very like beautiful nature, away from society. So they call this a lot of hermit. You know the word hermit. They like to take this type of cultivation, citta vivika. They seclude themselves in all these remote places, but beautiful nature. So if you develop all this, then you will experience them and you will go through. The first type of peace is not lasting, understand not? Because it depends on the environment you are in, understand not? When the way place is conducive, you find that you can settle down, you can meditate, you can develop progress, like people going for retreat. But the moment you're out of retreat, you come back to your daily life, if you are still working, your career life, or even if you are not working, you live the household life, then you realize you find it very difficult to calm yourself down, to develop the training. That's why without a proper religious routine, the daily mindfulness, you cannot. So the first one, physical seclusion, depend on the environment, depend on the way place. So when you are out of it, you find it very difficult to settle down. That's why it's not stable, not reliable. Whereas the second one, citta viveka, yes, you can carry it throughout the day, 24 hours. Last time I did it also. My anapanasati becomes so stable before I met my that teacher Achayantra that taught me the daily mindfulness to switch. So when I was in that absorption, I realized the second type of peace. And that time I taught Gautamari. I was still in the university. The first year I went to the university, after the first night, after I went to the talk, Chief Reverend, I came back, I sit, and I didn't know I had been there for 4 hours. Then my mind went into that anapanasati, it became so still. That's why after that, for a few weeks, my mind was like that. Then it becomes so still. Then during the college day, I go into anapanasati very easily, very fast. I settle down very fast. And I like to meditate that time. So because of that, first year, second year, third year, even final year, I was still doing it. So I was okay. So that time, I was like, I know I was very lucky. That time I was very lucky. Like everything, but that time when I did that one, anapanasati, my metta very strong. My metta very strong. Then I got a lot of loving kindness and all those things. And I did metta a lot during those early days. Then after that, when my mind developed that ability, it settled down and my life become different. I can study very well. I can have clarity to understand many things. But when I came out to work, when I start to experience the career life, then when I start to like earn a salary, then know the importance of money and all the things, then I realize inside me there is this craving to achieve more, to do better. That's why the thought become different. That time I don't meditate so often. Then more involved with career, more involved with like pursuing the materialistic success. Then think of studying law, MBA, and all those things. So funny type of thought process arrived. Then I realized inside my heart there, last time never moved on, starts to move again, no? Because of this craving, desire, and new like exposure to the working life, the career life. That's why I realized something is not right. Because when I don't meditate so often, like when I was in the uni, then all these things can come back and disturb me and stir me. That's why finally, later on, luckily, I met Achayantra. Then, of course, in between Xuan Hua they all and my other teacher. And guy. Then when all those things happened, then I realized what I did was this samatha. Then I decided to switch from the absorption meditation, anapanasati, I release it and come out into daily mindfulness. And I did it. And because I did it, that's why later on I developed this ability to understand awareness base. Then finally when I met my last guide, he showed me the gateway, then I understood the whole thing. That's why from there onward, I connected back to my spiritual nature, then I start to recall a lot of my cultivation, my practice, and all the things that I understand. Then my nature transforms, and I become different. That's how all this are possible. So for you, Jin Hao, always remember, stabilize it. Sati need to be stabilized. Whether you study Anapanasati or whatever, it's the same. You stabilize it until your mind enters sati. Then have a religious routine. Every morning, wake up, pay respect, triple jam, meditate for a while. 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, if you can, half an hour. Because when you have the time, the luxury of semi-retirement or what, you do it. Unless you retain this routine, then in between, maintain daily mindfulness. Everything you do, aware. When you bow, aware. Walk, aware. Whatever activity you do, driving, everything, aware. Then learn to do the formal meditation. Relax, maintain awareness, support. It's the same. Finally, this one will come. But this one can only come when your daily mindfulness stabilizes. You must develop the stability or sati. Means either anapanasati, like I say, you meditate until very subtle, like no more movement, no more breathing. Means the mind got no more object of meditation. Understand? But don't worry, stay with the nostril there. Maintain awareness there. Then if you are patient enough, suddenly one day you realize the anapanasati come back. Even the subtle breathing, you can pick it up. What does it mean? It means your mind has entered sati. It has become more refined. Your sati has become more refined. It has gone beyond the normal sati. Well, the normal sati need phenomena, need movement to anchor it. This more refined, the higher, more refined sati, don't need anything to anchor on. That's why stay with the silent mind. Stay with the awareness, the subtle breathing. It's the same. Whether it's a heartbeat or what, but you must reach that stability. Then stay with it. But when you reach that stability, your mind is in sati. Wherever you locate your mind, it will stay there. Then all these thoughts, no more. No more. Cannot arise on. Cannot arise on. Okay? Sadhu.